If you can't get your email, your SMS, or your push delivered, you will never get any success from these. Push, you spam your power users. I know that's slightly different to what I said earlier, but you actually spam your power users and give them notifications they don't care about and make it really hard for them to opt out. So there's no settings where they can opt out and they start blocking you. You can never push them once they've opted out of your push notifications. And it's very hard actually to prompt them to turn them on once they've turned them off. So number one thing to think about email, SMS, and push notifications is you have to get them delivered. Beyond that, it's a question of open rate, click-through rate. So what is the compelling subject line you can put there so that people are going to open your email? And how can you get them to click when they visit? Everyone focuses towards doing marketing emails that are just spam, in my opinion. Newsletters are stupid. Don't do newsletters because you'll send the same message to everyone on your site. Someone who signed up to your site yesterday versus someone who's been using your product for 3 years, do they need the same message? No. The most effective email you can do is notifications. So what are you sending? What should you be notifying people of? And this is a great place where we're in the wrong mindset. As a Facebook user, I don't want Facebook to email me about every like I receive. Because I receive a lot of likes because I've got a bunch of Facebook friends. But as a new Facebook user, that first like you receive is a magic moment. Turning on that notification across all of our channels increased the click-through rate on our emails, SMS, and push notifications, but we only turned it on for low-engaged users who weren't coming back to the site, so it wouldn't be spamming them. So it was a great experience. So think about that. What notifications should you be sending is the first thing that you need to think about on email, SMS, and push.